I'm scared for this podcast.
I like it how the concert that you just did, just for clarification for the people listening, you, I just came back from a concert of you doing it. And when I say concert, that, I mean that very loosely, because it was inside a, like a, is it a Christian church, or is it, what kind of church was it?
I am not entirely sure.
How did you get, how did you know about it, and then how did you get invited to it?
I, through my choir teacher.
In the ring with another choir teacher? Round one! Whoever can pray to Jesus the hardest.
Oh, God.
One of your teachers gets a boner. That's not what we mean by harder. Sorry, I'm Catholic. God. But, you know, your choir teacher just told you about it, and then he invited you?
She did. She did.
She did?
You piece of shit. No, but my choir teacher from college, she was like, hey, we need somebody. She, you remember that when I was talking about that gig at Pally, like the thing I had right after Pally, the recording session?
Yeah.
That was how I got invited into the group. And then that was like a choral recording session. And then from there.
Group as in like you're constantly doing concerts at that church?
At a different church. But I'm not
doing
passionate.
Tours, but only at churches?
Yeah.
You're ready church to doors. Fucking rock and roll?
Ooh, that was a beer burp. But I'm not passionate about choral music at all.
I'm not passionate about Christ.
I'm not.
I hated that movie.
He has enough passion as it is. He has a whole movie named
I
after
mean,
his passion.
I mean, his arms were up the whole time when you were singing, so. He was really feeling the music, feeling up some pain, too.
Sorry for the audience and that weird squelch. That was me taking a sip of
squelch? Is that a word?
It is now. Oh, man.
Yeah, so you performed at a church.
I did.
Does everybody else that you perform with, that you're friends with, are they also like...
I didn't say I was friends with them.
I meant the people you were saying bye to and stuff, and that you were hugging. Are they also like not religious? Because when you...
No, the majority of everyone that you saw... It's very interesting because I'm not a Christian.
Yeah.
But like everyone...
I'm a Pisces.
That was good. but everyone I'm friends with, everyone I'm friends with is a Christian.
That's really
cool. Yeah.
So like when you got off stage and you were like, oh no, you swore accidentally.
No, but they're cool. Christians.
Okay. They just started whipping you after you said shoot.
Yeah. That's what Christians do. Is that your experience?
Yeah, dude. Like, we would say crap or whatever, and then... Or we'd say, like, oh my God, and they're like, you can't say that, you piece of shit, basically.
That was the sentiment?
You know what's funny is that my dad... So my dad's... Well, my family's pretty... We grew up pretty Catholic, and yet my dad loves, like, fart jokes and tooting jokes and shit like that.
Pretty much the only thing... that's the only thing you're allowed to joke about,
right? For some
right?
reason, but then as I was taking a dump during intermission during your concert, I was thinking of a bit. I was like, is it a sin to take a huge-ass shit in a church? And I was like, would my dad like that thing?
I think it's a sin not to flush it. Just leave a coiler.
But that's what God gave us that. I'm showing it off.
Yeah. Two separate times today, my mom has come up to me and gone, you didn't flush.
Did you? Really?
I did, but I didn't because I'm used to my toilet.
Do you have a toilet that's just for farts? Fart toilet. I think you should leave. Watch the show.
I think you should leave.
Yeah, when he's like, has this ever happened to you? You remember that?
No.
Episode one, sketch two. Tim Robinson is doing like a has this ever happened to you kind of commotion.
Yeah.
And plumbers come in to fix a toilet, and as a joke they replace the toilet with a fart toilet. So it's just for farts. And then they jump on the couch and say it's turbo time. And then the guy who hired the plumbers try to jump on the couch and they're like, you sit down, you're not part of the turbo team.
Yeah, I remember that.
Until you're part of it, walk slowly.
I love that I watched all these like the entire season with you fairly drunk, so then I forget it, and then I get to rediscover it with you.
Yeah.
Also, I feel very self-aware with the mic. I like it, I think, but like, you know what I'm talking about? I feel
it's almost overwhelming because there's a mic in front of us and the sound is loud.
Okay, I'll turn it down. I feel like I'm saying something important, but I'm not. I feel like I should be saying something. Like, I feel like somebody's giving me a platform and I'm wasting it. not that I don't have a platform. I'm white. Does come easy.
Every single time there's a microphone in front of you, you feel like you have to say something important. But then the last podcast I did, that the podcast that was never uploaded, we used microphones like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this feels cool. And for some reason, in the past when I would hold a microphone, I'm like, you have to be funny. But because it's podcasting, I'm like, oh, I don't have to be anything.
Yeah. I did think of a couple stories, but I wanted to naturally segue into them.
Okay.
So if we could set them up.
So
in
can
some
you
way.
Tell me just the subject of it, like a vague thing, and then I can lead you into it.
So I was at this basketball game.
No,
the other
I gotta
day.
Set oh, you sorry. Up. I gotta set. So it's basketball?
No. Wait. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. Set me up for something basketball related.
Okay, speaking of setup, you did basketball once, right?
I didn't. But I do have this funny story about me and my friend Kenny.
Because as we were sucking each other off and a basketball showed up. He's like, can I join? And we jumped him.
A basketball showed up?
Yeah, a basketball showed up. Rolled up with its mouth.
I imagine a basketball, a live basketball moves the way the characters do in VeggieTales.
<know, yeah.
laughs> Kind of like... They scrunch, they like,
and they pick up a water bottle, but the arms are not there. Yeah, they just like VeggieTales.
They all have telekinesis. Kind of a deal.
Wait, did you grow up? I have a good segue. Did you grow up playing basketball? Like, did you
I didn't
do a
grow
lot?
Up,
of,
I didn't grow. Up
I didn't
playing.
Grow up at all. Pee pee poo poo.
I just shut down everything you say. I didn't grow up.
The worst improviser.
I really didn't, especially emotionally and.
Take two.
Oh, God.
Keeping it in.
That shook the earth.
Speaking of shook, didn't you play a basketball game once and you like jacked someone off?
What?
I don't know. I was trying to do a callback. Oh, you.
Did I get you?
This is very unorganized.
Did I help you with that callback?
Yeah.
So you
didn't do any sports growing up?
The night that skeletons came. I didn't. I was very good at getting hit playing. Sorry. I was very good at getting hit playing sports.
What does that mean? Like you're an easy target? Like people actually like intentionally hit you?
Not. I think.
Or just bad luck.
I think more so a little bit of both. A little bit of both. In terms
Someone
of,
hit you. Sorry, it was bad luck. It's the same guy. Like, you joined soccer. It's the like, same exact guy.
Yeah, like this can't be coincidence. This game guy. He's not even on the team. He's an adult.
He's the coach
that comes onto the screen, onto the field when I'm playing baseball, and beats the shit out of me.
It's your dad.
It's my dad. That's how I'm processing.
I'm trying
it.
To be supportive.
But what's it called? There's this kid named Michael Lee on the team, and he was very good at batting, and I was very good at being the pitcher on a fucking T-ball team. So which meant standing there and then getting smacked in the face when he hit it real hard. Anyway,
you were pitching? No, you were where? So it was T-ball.
I was
so.
Where the pitcher should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah. You got hit in the...
In the face, mostly.
Mostly? You got hit more than once at a T-ball game?
Yes, more than one time.
Did they not decide to move you?
No, four times they made me the pitcher. And there's no pitcher. There's no point in the pitcher.
Fourth time's the charm. Get back up. Put my two eyes. Get back up.
And then as soon as I was on the ground, baseball comes to my face, connects with my face. I hit the floor. I look up, try to get up for a second. That guy comes back and
beat you.
Beating the shit out of me. Anyway, so.
I actually have a baseball story like
hit me,
a
hit
lot
me.
Like that.
Hit me.
Right now? Like your coach?
Oh, God.
When I was like 7 or 8, I was in a basketball. No, that was basketball. No, you said T-ball.
T-ball, yeah.
So we have yet to get to your basketball story.
We get there. Don't worry.
But
shit happens.
This wasn't T-ball, but this was baseball. When I was like 8 or 9, I think I just have OCD, but mm-hmm. when I was younger, I haven't been diagnosed with anything, but I think when I was younger, I had it a lot, and I was covering third base,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like fucking around with the sand. I wasn't even paying attention. I was just like sitting down and messing with the sand. And the coach was like, I think my mom. My mom was basically my coach. She was yelling louder than the coaches.
Your life coach.
yeah. She would smack me. I'm teaching you a lesson about life. This is a metaphor. but she would say like, Gregory, pay attention. Look up. and I would look up for like 2 seconds and then I would go back and look at the sand. And then in an actual game, my coach goes, Gregory. And I go, what? No, I go, what? Looking up. And then the ball hit me right in the chest and I fell back and I just like planted on the floor backwards. And that's on me. That one's on me. I'm not in it for the game. I'm just playing with sand.
You could do that and not be on a team.
Anybody have any questions about joining the team? I got one. Can we play with sand?
Can we play with sand? Can we form a separate team for the people that really like to play with sand? And the other guys can play baseball. And then maybe me, Joshua, and that weird guy that doesn't talk at all. Maybe we could go over here and play with sand.
What do you think, guy that doesn't talk? See, he's on my side.
He's on my side.
But that same baseball league, when I took photos of the team.
You took photos of the team or with the team?
With the team.
Gotcha.
Separate photos. It wasn't for the game at all. But we had to take, team photos. And everybody's baseball cap was facing this way. Mm. And my mom, again, was like behind the camera. She wasn't taking the photos, but she was obviously there. And I wanted to feel special, so I put the hat backwards.
Yeah.
And my mom behind the camera was like, flip it the other way, flip it. So I flipped it back. And the guy goes, okay, 3, 2, 1. And at one, I put it backwards. Yeah. So in my house, we have a photo of everybody's with their cap facing this way and my hat backwards.
Yeah. It's off the rails.
Fuck, I'm sweating. I got to take this off.
Yeah, sorry. It gets hot in here.
For the people listening, I'm taking off my clothes. All of them.
Yeah. He only has a sock on. On his feet.
On my dick.
Oh.
Shit.
Sorry.
Shit.
I think that makes it funny.
Speaking of close off, you did basketball once, right?
This past semester, me and a couple of other peeps, we would shoot hoops sometimes.
It's the Easter peeps.
The what?
The Easter peeps and the marshmallows.
Yeah. A couple of other marshmallow-flavored candies that taste like a dirty, dirty, dirty butthole.
You don't like peeps?
I fucking hate them.
Oh, I love
fucking
peeps.
Fucking disgusting.
But have you only had yellow?
I've had pink ones too.
All right.
You conceded. Not conceded. You seceded? No.
Gave up.
Gave up.
I can't fucking give up.
Why am I fucking? I should just say simple words. Anyway. Back to my super awesome story.
You were with your basketball with peeps.
I was shooting some hoops with my peeps. One of my favorite peeps is Kenny. And it was just me and him on the court, and the other peeps were arriving. And it was a quiet night. Just me and the sound of Kenny's ball bouncing against the floor. And
this is a deleted poem from Dead Poets Society.
Anyway. And then, you know, we're just shooting hoops, and me and Kenny just share some really beautiful, quiet moments together. You know, just he goes up and he makes a three and he swishes it. And I'm like, that was a great shot, Kenny. Pass it back to him. Shoots another three. I'm like, that was a great shot, man. And then he grabs the ball, makes one last three. I'm like, man, dude, you're on a roll. And then I pass it back to him and he grabs the ball and he looks down and he looks up and he looks me in the eyes and he says, do you know how Magic Johnson got AIDS? And I said, I'm pretty sure it was sex, Kenny.
And he goes, oh, and then he shoots another thing.
But he was like, nope. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Wait, how did Magic...
Oh, fuck, here we go.
This is the title of the episode. Yeah. How did Magic Johnson get AIDS?
And he said, nope. And I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, Kenny, how did
you're setting him up for a good joke, by the way.
How did Hall of Fame, you know, athlete Magic Johnson acquire AIDS? And he said, well, you see.
Everyone's like, can I have the ball? Yeah.
Magic was on the court one night, and he was defending against another guy who had AIDS, and that guy was real sweaty, and he got some of his AIDS sweat on Magic, and then that's how Magic got AIDS. And I was like, oh, fuck, Kenny. And he's like, no, yeah, that's it. I'm like, pretty sure it's blood and semen, Kenny. Pretty sure that's how you, that's the way you, he's like, nope. And I'm like, I'm going to look it up right now. Are you confident? And he said, yep. And I looked it up and I was like, sexual intercourse. And then Kenny was like, oh, no, yeah, that makes sense. sinks another three.
No way that actually happened. Was he like 100% serious? Yeah,
he was like, yep, look it up.
Look there it has up, to be some sort of joke because there's no way you just like outwardly say
and
that.
He was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
And he makes it another out swoosh.
Out of context. Sorry, that's supposed to be a burp, but that just came up as a dementia leaving my body.
That would be funny if Magic Johnson did acquire AIDS from sweating.
Everyone would have AIDS then.
That means beforehand, everybody already had AIDS.
Every Planet Fitness would have AIDS everywhere.
You
got to
sign this waiver. What? Yeah. It's an AIDS thing.
It's an AIDS thing. And everyone would be cool with it because everyone would have AIDS. Oh, God.
Oh, it's so funny.
Man. Yeah, man. Jeez.
So did you play any sports growing up?
I played t-ball, and then I did parkour.
Did you really?
I did parkour I was a very angsty kid. I also have another story. I used to be very, I was
careful of sweating, because I heard the story before. I don't think it's true.
Anytime I was near someone, I was sweating.
You want me to give you something?
But when I was a kid, I was really into Call of Duty. And then my grandma got scared that I'd become a terrorist.
No way.
And so they took away Call of Duty.
Wait, what Call of Duty? All of them?
MW2. I was very obsessed with MW2. That's a good one. Then they took that away, and I fucking exploded. We were on vacation, and my mom was in a room when she told me. And then I freaked out. I freaked the fuck out, and I was like screaming at my mom, and I remember my mom is a thin woman, we shall say, and I remember the way, for some reason, I don't know why I thought this was the way to get under her skin, but I looked at her with my 8-year-old eyes, and I went, "You're so fat." Just fucking laughed in my face. Said, "Stay in here and fucking cry, you piece of shit. I'm going outside." And I stayed in there and I cried my eyes out.
And she was laughing?
Yeah, she was.
Did you not really... When you were younger, did you not talk back to your parents a lot? Is that why she
laughed? No, I did. No, she laughed because I called her fat. Because that's the only thing that I could think of.
When my parents upset me, I wouldn't insult them because I thought that like that was wrong growing up Catholic. So no joke. And I remember this vividly. We used to have a thing in the garage where you sit down. It's mainly for kids, but you sit down and you have two wheels and they're big enough where you can hold them with your hands and you spin them around and they're kind of fun.
It's called a wheelchair?
No, it's not.
Okay, sorry. The action that you were doing.
Yeah, but it's more like it's like the seat that you sit down. It's it's like shorter than
the seat that you sit down.
The seat that it's
a poem by Gregory Richardson. The seat that you sit down. And now speaking at the White House, speaking her poem, "The Seat That You Sit Down," Amanda Green. Is that her name? Oh man, I really hope that's her name.
Amanda Green.
That's somebody else's name. Amanda Green. Oh my God, what's the name of that poet that spoke at the White House a couple?
Rebecca Black. Rebecca Cousin of Amanda Green.
Rebecca Black spoke at the White House. Oh my God.
Amanda Green's poem is Thursday. Rebecca Black was like, "I have an idea."
I have an idea. She's like, "You fucking bitch.
You're so fat."
It started as a poem. Rebecca Black.
About the day before.
Imagine, no, it started as this heart-wrenching poem, like Emily Dickinson. And then all the producers were like, "I like this part." I like the Friday part.
The poem is like, "My grandpa died on Thursday, August." And Rebecca's like, "I have an idea. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning." My grandpa died the day before.
They cut out that. That's part of it. At the end of Friday.
Doesn't Ludacris show up in that song?
In the video or in the track?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Baby by Justin Bieber.
Yes, you are.
I'm just thinking of songs that I learned in camp when I was...
Ludacris has so many kids. Off topic, but so many. Anyway, back to the topic.
What was the topic?
Oh, let's go back to Ludacris having a lot of kids. Oh, man. I think I had a would you rather that I prepared that I wanted to run by you.
Write it down? Okay, we can cut to an ad. This episode is brought to you by Thursday the Poem.
Okay. I haven't looked at this in a couple days, so I'm not going to edit it at all. Would you rather... Oh, God. On the last day of every... On the last day of every month, everything you touch turns into Dippin' Dots. Or every time the moon is in your eye line, you have to throw up, and it's a lot.
Hold on. You didn't start with would you rather, so I didn't catch any of that. So would you rather...
Would you rather on the last day of every month... So here's this criteria. Okay. On the last day of every month, everything you, like the 31st of March, everything you touch turns into Dippin' Dots.
Okay.
Or every time the moon is in your eye line, you have to throw up and it's a lot.
What the fuck?
And that's every time. But like if you touch fucking anything, it turns into Dippin' Dots.
I have an answer, but I also have so many questions.
Yeah, no, fair. But you also get a special suit that you get to wear on the 31st. Where you don't turn anything into Dippin' Dots if you wear the suit.
So the suit and tie is more just like a spandex, a zip-up one piece?
Yes.
And this is that's the Dippin' Dot scenario?
Yes, that's the Dippin' Dot scenario.
Do you have an answer for you?
No, I asked. That's why I'm asking you.
Okay.
I'm really conflicted.
So you, every month, you everything you touch for that one day, everything turns into Dippin' Dots,
mm-hmm.
Or every time you look at the moon,
and yeah, every time it's in your eye line,
everything,
even in periphery, you have to throw up, and it's a good amount.
And does also, does that mean if you look at the moon and then you throw up, and then if you look at it again, you throw up again?
No.
You just a one-time throw up?
Yeah, just one.
It's a one-time? Okay, I'd probably do the moon.
Okay, but also...
Because I don't want to have sex with someone on the 31st.
You don't have to. There's no sex.
But what if they don't do a Dippin' Dot and I'm really in the mood?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
What if
I just completely forget about... That's an option.
It's
and
painful,
I go,
throw up. It's painful.
No, but I know, but what if I'm saying like I completely forget that you turn into some you
It's gonna be your life. You're not gonna forget.
No, I'm talking about the
You get a handicap card too.
Sorry. Oh, free parking?
Oh man.
I don't need to walk a lot?
everyone's aware of it too. It's not like a secret. It's not like a superpower. Everyone's on your side.
About the moon thing or the Dippin' Dots thing?
The Dippin' Dots thing. I'm trying to...
You want me to go with Dippin' Dots?
I don't want you to do either one. I'm just changing the criteria as you ask questions. Also, you have to go on a quest.
If I give an answer, you're like... If I say the moon thing, you're like, well, hold on. You have to kill a woman, too.
Yeah. But also, for the Dippin' Dots thing, the suit kind of wears out, so you have to go on a quest every... anytime the wizard wants you to, and it wears out, and you have to go like bathe it in like the special pool to renew its fibers.
I like how I already said the moon thing, and you're like giving shittier things for the Dippin' Dot thing.
No, but it's fun. It's a super fun quest. It's a really
Do I get a map?
Kind of.
Do I get some crayons?
So it starts out at islands. And islands find burgers and beer.
And what's the goal of the quest? What do I get at the very end?
You repair your Dippin' Dot suit for the 31st of March and all other leap years you have off. Leap years, you're chilling. You have 1 month at the end of February, and the wizard throws you a party every leap year that you don't have to do.
I gotta be honest, I think I'm doing the moon thing.
Yeah, you're doing the moon. Okay.
Oh, what about you? You're like, oh, that was for you. I don't want to do either. What the fuck?
Yeah, the theoretical. Why the fuck does it matter? You got really invested, dude. That was weird. That's fucking weird.
Dude, I'm fucking sweating. I might give you AIDS.
Use flick.
Man. So what were your hobbies then growing up? If you didn't do sports a lot, did your parents, you said you did parkour.
I did parkour growing up.
And is that's that something that you were interested
knees.
In?
I loved parkour. I was a very angsty kid until I found physical exercise. And then I had parkour. I was really into that. And then choir also. I got into choir
and then I liked choir, and then I was into musical theater, and everyone was like, you should do musical theater in college. You're really good at this, but like, you're good at this. And then, so I went to audition for like theater, for like musical theater at musical theater colleges, and I fucking bombed all of my auditions.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't practice my songs, and my mom, like, we flew out to places.
Do you think, in your opinion, and maybe in your friend's opinion, at this point, you know, or they knew that you could already sing?
What's up?
The songs that you didn't practice, were you still singing well?
Yeah. No, I just didn't practice them.
Oh my gosh.
I just didn't practice them. I didn't care. And I didn't know that I didn't care. And then until I went, and then I was like, oh, I don't care about this. You know? And then that was a horrifying feeling, because I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? And then...
How old are you?
17. I was about to
graduate. No, how old are you now?
21.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And then I was like, oh man, I don't give a fuck about theater at all. And then I went to school for music, and then I started, and then during the pandemic, I fell in love with music production, and that's how I started getting into production. No, I was, what's it called, when I was a kid, like I think the one time I didn't lie, but like I used to lie a lot, like when I was like 8 and younger.
And it's so cool to lie.
Yeah.
You can literally do it anytime. Like, well, if you go up to a stranger and be like, how are you? And be like, I'm good. I'm at my wife.
I know,
left me.
Just saying I'm good is a lie. Lying itself, bro.
You say I'm good, and they're like, oh, nice. And then you go, did you believe me? And then you just shoot yourself in front of them.
Holy shit.
And then
you come back. It was fake. It was a prosthetic. They're in on it. But you don't know that they're in on it, because you took a bunch of ketamine the night before, and you're still kind of tripping, and you forgot that you hired someone from Craigslist to play a stranger the day after, and you would go up to the stranger and say, I'm doing good. My wife just left me, and shoot yourself in the head, and then come back and be like, see, it was a prosthetic, and be like, I know you hired me.
I'm laughing because that's so fucking confusing.
Did you get it though? Did you check?
Yeah. I even laughed more because I'm like, I can't believe he's still going on this. I was confused, and then I think you were ahead as well, but then you were like, I need it to make sense.
Yeah, and then I got there.
And you made it make sense, but in the most confusing way.
Yeah. And then you say, oh, really? They're like, yeah. I was wondering when I was going to get paid. And you're like, oh, fuck. I'm out of money. I spent all my money on the ketamine I did last night. He's like, well, that's not my problem. And then six of his friends come up and beat you up. And you're like, fuck, that shit hurt. And they go, you don't remember, you hired us to beat you up.
And then they go, nah, I'm just messing with you. The best gaslighters.
And you don't know what's real. I can think of another would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather have you sandpaper to wipe your butt, or you have the perpetual feeling of something in your eye and you don't get used to it?
Every single time you wipe your butt, it has to be sandpaper?
It has to be sandpaper.
And every day.
Or you can just not wipe your butt.
Oh, I could just take showers.
No.
Is this where you hatch it?
It's a sand shower.
You're wearing a suit the entire time.
Yeah. It's a sand shower. Every time, and the shower knows. When you go in there just to take a shower, it's water. When you go in there to wash off poop, it's sand.
It's just pieces of sandpaper, coming out of the hole,
coming down, and it's more aggressive. They're like darts that shoot up your butt.
Also, every single time you need to use the shower to clean your butt, there's a guy in the back that wants also to fuck you.
Yeah. Wait, what?
That's when you say, wait, what?
I think it's just because I checked out for the first couple words, and then I came back in,
which was what he did in the shower.
Oh, came back in.
Yeah.
Came back in.
Your butt.
In your butt. Anyway.
I do the eye thing.
You do the eye thing?
Do the eye thing.
You would have something in your eye perpetually forever.
Oh, fuck. And it's not actually there? No, because then people will be like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you rubbing your eye? There's nothing there. And I go, I think there is.
It's not like somebody can see into your eye.
But they're also seeing me rub it every 2 seconds.
Yeah, but you would tell friends and family and they'd...
Oh, I'd go to confession about it for
sure.
You
get a handicap card. Sorry, let me rephrase that. You'd make yourself a handicap card and talk about it as if it was a disability and all your friends and family would leave you.
There's an AA meetings, but just for people who think they have something in their eye.
There's an AA meeting for people that make their own handicap cards and think that they have some sort of disability when it's a minor inconvenience. You have somebody else. Who do we have there? We have the eye guy. We have sandpaper guy. We have the moon guy. We have
Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz. She actually went through some shit. Maybe,
but I think it's actually a dream.
No, Dorothy's chilling. Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie, her cousin.
Debbie, her cousin, went through some shit. What's the real actress's name?
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland. Yeah. Why did I say Debbie? Where did Debbie come from?
Oh my God. The close to Judy Garland.
Debbie. Anyway,
Debbie was like, you know, I was a stump dodgeball.
She was the one.
She was the ugly sister that also that wanted to get abused by the Munchkins.
Oh man, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Sorry. But it's fucked up. Judy Garland. Poor fucking Judy Garland. That's what I was...
Yeah, but the movie's good.
I think this is an interesting conversation. That I feel like we can have
the separate from the art from the artist. Is that what you mean?
Not necessarily that, but in terms of I'm talking more specifically, like with the Wizard of Oz, like the fact that this movie has given so much joy to so many people,
mm-hmm.
and the way that it was made was horrific.
Yeah,
it's like, does in any way? And I'm not saying it does. I'm just posing the question. In any way, does it justify it? You think the fact that. Because it could, but could it have been made another way, humanely? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think it could.
Obviously.
Obviously it could. But, oh, that is a good question. Can I compare it to any other movies, or are we just talking about?
I'm not sure,
because
the
only
other
movie I'm thinking of is The Shining, where Stanley Kubrick, do you know the background of this one?
Yeah, but stuff like that, like, would the fear be as real? Would the performances be as good? And would it be as impactful to audiences? Would it bring them as much joy? And is that fucked up though?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Because
it's like it's 1 hour of somebody going, oh, that was cool, you know, for somebody undergoing trauma.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Or 1 hour of somebody of that changing their life, but at the same time, they're modeling their, like, let's say like a young kid watches that and wants to become a director because they fucking love that movie.
Which one, Wizard of Oz or The Shining?
The Shining.
Okay.
And then, but they're like, man, Stanley Kubrick's the fucking man.
Yeah.
But it's like, he fucking traumatized people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know exactly. I'm assuming that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
the
people underwent a lot of fucked up shit.
Well, actually, just one woman.
One woman. But like, you know what I mean? And he's like, oh, he's the man. Like, I want to be a director like him. But
yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean?
I think.
Or like Hitchcock, you know?
Yeah, Hitchcock as well. Oh, that's a perfect example. I think that those are good movies to look at, but I don't think the director is someone to
emulate
or whatever, because Martin Scorsese, everyone has great times with that guy.
Yeah,
there's, and there's nothing wrong with
movies.
It and great for every fucking
Quentin Tarantino,
even though he looks like a pedophile.
Yeah.
And he's like one of the best screenplay writers of all time. That is tough.
And I'm not saying I would probably argue that it doesn't justify it, but I just wanted to see if there's another stance on it.
That was a movie that we watched in film school, The Shining, because Stanley Kubrick is such, like, in quotes, an amazing director. But yeah, he did do all of that stuff. So what was the question?
I'm just wondering, like,
is it justified? Is,
like,
that the question?
I don't know, because, like, I don't know. Also, like, I don't know. You know, like,
because if we're going back to the Wizard of Oz, the Munchkins weren't necessarily like, they had a small role. So, oh, now I'm trying to picture, like, if the director knew about it and the director was like, it's fine, we still need to make the movie. So just ignore that.
Bro, I'm sure, I'm not sure, but like, I wouldn't doubt at that time,
You know what I mean? The director could probably give a fuck. Them, you know, yeah. Like they had.
They were like, we got a movie to
they
make.
They had Debbie on like so much. They had fucking Judy Garland on.
Debbie like, was the witch that Debbie was in the was house. The
witch, yeah.
Only showed her legs. They're like, really quick, can
and
you
then
just...
they cut her for like some stuffed, like some like pillow. Legs.
Really quick, can you break your legs for a second? We need to push your legs into the house.
Can this be done in a humane way? We could get some pillows. We won't have the same effect. I think if the actor is comfortable with
being
and says, put me through this, like if when Andrew Lincoln was like, give me raw chicken when I rip out this guy's throat on The Walking Dead because I I want it to look real.
Give me a guy's neck.
Yeah, give me a guy's fucking neck.
And then anybody, and the guy's like, I'll do it.
Or the PAs.
You're not going to be dead, right? It's for a TV show. I wanted to be an actor. This is my shot.
This is my shot. You're going to be... James, I don't think you understand. You're going to be dead. He's like, yeah, but I mean, think about the exposure. I'm like, James, so Andrew's going to come up and, okay, one second. James, just stand there. So I'm Andrew. Andrew's going to come up. I'm just kind of spotting this. Andrew's going to come up and he's going to come around and he's going to bite your neck like this. Before the shot, we're really going to do it. Are you comfortable with that? He's like, anything to get me on screen.
Before the shot? Before they stop recording?
Just a trip to kill James just to practice.
All right, we go to guy. All right, we're ready. Right, we're getting a new body.
And then they bring in the chicken. They're like, James, for the shot, you understand what Andrew's going to do.
And then
in the
actual episode, they cut that scene.
God. Oh, my God. And on a James tune, someone was like, did you guys like it?
As the guy's dying. Do you say that a lot to yourself? I like, I deserve this? Like,
no.
Really?
No.
I say that too many times to myself.
I think that's nice, man.
But at what point is it?
We
is
should
it
even
now, like...
each other out. Because I feel like whenever I'm not doing anything productive or that I classify as productive, I feel massively guilty.
I do a point. Like, yeah. If I can feel myself getting exhausted, then I understand that I need to take
a
break.
Yeah.
But at the same time, one of the last times we hung out, I was talking about how many movies and TV shows I watch, and you were talking about how, like, I need to catch up. But I think it's because...
Well, so that's what you want to do. I feel like that's...
Yeah, and that's weird, too, how, like...
I mean, like, I listen to a lot of albums, and it's like, you wouldn't be like, oh, you listen to too many albums. It's like...
It's what I want to do.
It's like what you're passionate about, so I wouldn't classify that. It's like, you're a fan of movies, I'm a fan of music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like...
I am really like studying. Do you still like study music or you just like vibe into it?
No, I wish sometimes I could like go back. Sometimes it makes it cooler. You know what I mean? I feel like you understand this because like when you watch movies, sometimes you're like, oh, that was a cool shot. I know that they did this for this. You know what I mean? And it's like for like when you listen to music, you hear everything now and you're like, oh, that's so cool. And sometimes it makes it more enjoyable and sometimes it takes you out. Because you wish that you could
wish you didn't know that at all.
Yeah, you wish you didn't know that they did that camera angle to do this, and then you're like, "That's so cool! I love that!"
Oh my god!
And in a way, that's cool, but in a way, you just kind of wanted to enjoy it like the regular person, and just you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get that.
Would you rather every single time you plug in anything, you get shocked just a little bit, but you kind of like it? Or
it's kind of like it sexually, or just like. Nice.
whichever way you prefer.
Okay.
You get to choose where the lightning goes. Which way you feel.
Oh, I like that inspirational quote.
You get to choose where the lightning goes. That's a sports drink tagline.
That's like Jesus talking to God. Be like, I don't really want to go on the cross. It's going to be like thundering outside. God's like, but look, you get to choose.
Where the lightning goes.
All right, it's a deal. Get those nails in me.
Or you get shocked a little bit, or you get crucified.
And then Jesus is crucified, and everyone's like, oh, that's so sad. And Jesus is like, check this shit out. Lightning strikes.
Boom!
Whoa!
right in front of him. Ah, oh, fuck, I missed. I meant to hit, like, all the people crucifying him.
So would you rather get electrocuted every single time you flip
every
a switch?
Every single time you plug in. Every single time you plug into. Every single time you plug in. Oh. Actually, let's do that, too. I like that. Every single time you either plug something in or flip a switch, you get shocked a little. And like Jesus, you get to choose where lightning goes. Or you get crucified. But you don't feel the pain of getting crucified. You just, it just happens.
It's just more of like,
that's so fucked up.
You get recognition?
Yeah, you get the attention of getting, you get the attention of getting crucified. All your friends are there and they're so sad for you. But you don't feel it. You just get the attention.
Actually, you're not even crucified, but every single time someone comes up to you, they're acting as if you were crucified.
Yeah, you were crucified.
How are you feeling?
They check your hands.
And your feet.
How are you feeling? How are you doing? I heard last Saturday.
You're wearing clothes.
Oh, wow. I heard last Friday you got crucified. It was a good Friday. You got that because you're Catholic.
Oh, man. There's no way to top that.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sweating.
Oh, my God. Me too.
I'm going to get AIDS.
Okay, we got it.
You gotta sober up.
Oh, dude, I'm sweating so much.
Yeah, me too.
This is the best episode. All right. Thank you for listening to episode I don't know what.
Yeah.
And, this will come out soon. At the very end of this episode, send me a song you want me to put.
Cool. Can I give a little blurb about it?
Yeah.
This song is... That's the song.
Featuring Gollum.
Featuring Gollum.
Featuring Gollum choking.
I'm joking.
It's like our DJ Gollum.
Featuring Gollum choking.
Another one.
This one featuring Gollum choking. Choking on a chicken wing in the studio.
It's like when...
Anyway, this song is called... I think I'm going to use Bad Dreams. This song is called Bad Dreams. I like it a lot. And I hope you do too, if you're listening or if you're enjoying this episode.
We're going to end it and then but stay right there because we're going to play his song.
Stay right there.
Bad dreams again, it's all in your head, no one come true. I miss my friends,
well, some of them,
hate to pick and choose. I've been on the mend, and I hope that ends, God, I hope it's soon. Cause my mother said if you hold on to the past, it'll be your future too. So I'll wake up real early and write out a list of all the old habits that I've yet to kick. The vices outnumber the virtues and your tattoo. They say there's a reason, a rhythm to life. If there's a reason, it's your heart to find. Read the self-help books and work out the why. They say that it's God's plan. I don't know if that's right. a soft decline, it changes you. There's no perfect life, but there's another thing I'm holding on to. So don't get advice from the top 40 hits. They care more for rhyming than teaching you shit. It's all good intentions, but none of it's really that true. So read the self-help books, they'll help a bit. Just settle your ego, or what's left of it. Find a new reason, there's plenty to choose. I found a reason, I think that's you.
Happen for a reason, it's your job to find one.